Chuck Schumer's coronavirus infection stalls Democrat agenda. By Sean Moran on July 11, 2022. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, has tested positive for coronavirus, which will stall the Senate Democrats' legislative agenda this week as his razor-thin majority returns from a two-week recess. Schumer's office announced late Sunday night that the senior New York senator is experiencing mild symptoms after testing positive for coronavirus. Consistent with the CDC guidance, Leader Schumer will quarantine this week and work remotely. Justin Goodman, a Chuck Schumer spokesperson, said in a statement. Anyone who knows Leader Schumer knows that even if he is not physically in the Capitol, through virtual meetings and his trademark flip phone, he will continue with his robust schedule and remain in near constant contact with his colleagues. As we do every week, we will provide any updates to the Senate floor schedule as the week progresses, the spokesperson added. Schumer's coronavirus contraction arises as Senator Patrick Leahy, DBT, continues to recover from a broken hip and will also be absent this week. Senator Leahy's recovery and physical therapy are proceeding well and he expects to be available for votes this week if necessary, Leahy's spokesperson said. The trouble for the Senate Democrat majority is that the Senate is slated to vote on confirming Steven Dettelbach to serve as the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. The Senate has not confirmed an ATF direct since 2015, during the Barack Obama administration. The Senate also hopes to vote on the nominations of Ashish Vazirani to become a Deputy Undersecretary of Defense and Michael Barr as Vice Chair of Supervision of the Federal Reserve. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.